In wedding ministry, the first meeting with a bride and groom is more than an appointment. It is the beginning of trust. It may happen in a coffee shop, over Zoom, at a church, in a home, or at a wedding venue. Wherever it happens, the wedding minister is asking an important question. How can I serve this couple with clarity, care, and covenant wisdom? The first meeting has three important purposes. First, listen to their story. How did they meet? What drew them together? What do they admire about each other? What hopes do they have for their marriage? Listening honors the couple. Proverbs 18:13 says, "He who answers before he hears, that is folly and shame to him. A wedding minister should not rush to perform." Begin by hearing. Second, clarify the ceremony. Couples often know they want a beautiful wedding, but they may not know how a Christian ceremony is shaped. Explain the basic parts. Welcome, scripture, message, vows, rings, prayer, declaration, kiss, and presentation. Help them see that the ceremony is not just a performance. It is a public covenant moment before God and witnesses. Third, discern spiritual opportunity. Some couples are deeply Christian. Others are curious, distant, wounded, or unsure. Do not pressure them, but do not hide the Christian meaning of marriage either. Speak with gentleness. Ask, how would you like faith, scripture, prayer, or covenant language included in your ceremony? That question opens a door without forcing it. A concrete example. A couple may say, we want it spiritual, but not too religious. Instead of reacting negatively, ask, tell me what that means to you. Their answer may reveal fear, church hurt, confusion, or openness. A common mistake is turning the first meeting into either a sales pitch or a sermon. The better path is pastoral presence. Listen carefully, explain clearly, and invite wisely. The first meeting sets the tone for the whole ministry. Trust begins there. Covenant clarity begins there. Prayerful gospel witness begins there.